I'm Sue Patterson, and welcome to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You know, I believe the best way to conquer your fears and hesitations about unschooling is to get good information and support. That's why I offer you this short weekly podcast to share what I've seen over nearly 30 years so you don't have to learn it all from scratch. The show notes and the blog post will have discounts for you as a podcast listener, so be sure to tap into those. So, let's get to it. If you've been homeschooling and following the regular school schedule, you're wrapping up this semester. And can we be totally honest here? It wasn't that great. Or at least it's not the joy-filled learning scenarios you had envisioned. You thought you had a plan. Maybe you did have one. Maybe you even spent a lot of money on some cool stuff that was supposed to be really engaging. And the kids are just not having it. Or maybe they're kind of doing it, but it's a power struggle. Maybe you're brand new to all of this and you just chose curriculum that everybody said would be good and it's not that great. Or you like the curriculum, but your kids don't. Maybe you're not brand new to all of this and you've been slowly getting more and more lax with your lesson plans. What used to work doesn't now. And sometimes I hear from parents who have been homeschooling and they've tried every type of curriculum. And for one reason or another, nope, not that one either. Or maybe one worked for a little bit and then it didn't. Okay, so I'm really speaking to two types of people here. The brand new people who are trying to figure out how to provide a good education for their kids in a way that everyone can be happy or happy-ish. And the homeschooling mom who is secretly Googling unschooling to see if maybe this could work. Or maybe they had the wrong idea about it initially. Or how does it actually work anyway? And if that's not bad enough, in either one of these scenarios, you think the problem is you. You think your curriculum isn't working because of a lack of follow-through or discipline or patience or something. You see those Instagram posts from moms who have kids happily messing with their lap books or doing art projects or asking curious questions, and that's a far cry from what's happening at your house. Your kids are just waiting for you to be done. You might even start to think you're not cut out for this. Maybe not organized enough or creative enough, or maybe you're just not making it sparkly enough. At first, I was going to say in a kind of snarky way, well, you know, you are the product of the public school system, probably. No wonder you're flopping at this. And then I thought, well, that's not really a snarky thing. That's probably the facts. You were taught for 12 years that subjects have to be linear, one after another, no deviation. You were taught that the teacher will pour the information over you and you will cough it back up to them and prove how well you listened. Then the reward of the gold star, the promising future, the special look of approval that you just hang on waiting for. So you try to duplicate that, only making it a little bit shinier, and your kids still resist. And I know how unnerving that is, because you're thinking, wow, this is so much better than what I endured for 12 plus years. How come they're not grateful? But you know, they don't have the same life experience you've had. They can't make that comparison. And if you're waiting around for that to happen, for them to suddenly realize how lucky they are, you're in for a few disappointing years. Okay, so here we are, wrapping up the semester. It's not working out great, and you really don't want to say that out loud to too many people, especially if you're in that category of not new homeschooler. You run in a circle of homeschooling mamas who seem to have it all figured out. You don't want to come across as the renegade or the lame one or the one that just can't get their kids in gear. And if you're in the category of new to homeschooling, you know that if you say this isn't working to your friends and family, they'll either say, I told you so, or rush over to bring you back into the fold. So what do? You're back to the internet all by yourself to see if maybe this unschooling thing could work. You listen to these podcasts, maybe read a few blog posts, but then all those internal arguments pop up. All those anti-unschooling comments you've heard over the years. Oh man, you really didn't want to turn into that person now, did you? Okay, so my point in all of this is that I know what's going on with you. I've been there, and I'm happy to tell you, I know the way out. So think of yourself as wandering in this cave, and suddenly I show up with a flashlight. And that's what I want to do here, show you a few steps to help you move in a direction to get you out of this cave of despair you're in. And you know what's kind of cool too? You're so close to the exit. You just have to make a couple of turns and voila, the light. You can get out of there. Okay, I know I'm being a little dramatic. But when you know you don't want to send your kids to school and you can't figure out what you're supposed to do and the pressure is building and the fears are getting louder, it can be pretty awful. You're not alone, and there really are solutions. So I have 5 steps for you to start the transition from homeschooling to unschooling. Ready? Number 1, you don't have to use the word unschooling. If you're new and it doesn't mean anything good or bad to you, that's great. Use it as a compass to help you find ways to learn that allow you to prioritize the learner and their interests, individualize the information and experiences, and learn how to live as if school doesn't even exist. If you're not new to all this, unschooling may have a negative connotation for you. So set the term unschooling aside. Use it for looking things up, but don't put on the t-shirt. Just think of it all as an individualized, experiential approach to learning, using the world as your classroom instead of a set of curriculum. If you're in those homeschooling circles that are a little anti-unschooling, just don't say anything about what you're doing for now. Go push the kids on the swing when the topic of spelling tests or math facts come up. You do not have to wear any kind of label. You don't really even have one that fits you. Almost unschooling, relaxed, homeschooling, life learners. Nah, just skip the labels. If someone asks, just say, you know, we're just trying to figure out what will work for us. Then trail off and change the subject and chuckle like you may be losing your mind and it will be okay. I do have an unschooling fact sheet if you need one, a free PDF that will help you get a little clarity quickly. And I'll link to that in the show notes because I think that might be helpful here too. The second assignment here in our 5 steps to start our transition from homeschooling to unschooling is deschooling. And I know you've heard the word and you think the kids did it, or you took a couple of weeks and got caught up on laundry and called that your deschooling time. Yes, maybe there was some decompression happening, but that's not really deschooling. Deschooling is actively breaking down those ideas that don't serve us. It's examining what's real and what isn't, what we were convinced mattered so much and what really doesn't matter at all. It's often not the things that were pounded into us for all those years. So every day, listen to something, read something, watch something about deschooling. It's not going to be forever, but this will be actively doing the deschooling you need to do. If you join my membership group, I have an entire 30-day challenge in there about deschooling. It's a great walkthrough to help you do this. And I have a deschooling playlist over at YouTube. You could do that. I would love to be able to tell you that those 30 days of focusing on deschooling, that will be all you need. But that's not true. You may have an epiphany. You may feel so much better and confident. You probably will. But inevitably, something will happen and your old way will rear its head. Some comparison, some inadequacy, some fact that they didn't know that you think, oh, come on, all 10-year-olds know this. Why not my kid? And then it will be time to deschool again. It really happens in waves, but when you know this, you don't get blindsided when it pops up again. It's part of this ever-evolving parenting thing we're doing. Kids are growing, we're growing, things change. Okay, number 3, talk less, listen more. Stop trying to run the show. It will be okay if things don't go as planned. Spend time observing and learning more about the natural tendencies of your kids, maybe even of yourself. Maybe you've been trying to fit into something that really doesn't work for you either. Use this time as exploring what really fits everyone. Who's a morning person? Who's a night owl? Who really needs a 4:30 snack? And who just needs to run around the house a couple times to get some energy out? Learn more about everyone's personality without trying to fix anything or mold anyone. It's funny how differently the kids will act with you when you do this. sometimes the resistance that we've been getting is because we're not hearing what they're trying to tell us. Number four, think about your why. Why are you doing this? What are your priorities when it comes to kids and learning and the relationship you have with them and their relationship with the world? Sometimes we get so busy checking the boxes, we don't take the time to think about what really matters the most to us. Make a list. I have another podcast about thinking about your why. I have a video over at YouTube about it. I'll link to those over at the blog post. And the fifth thing to do is brainstorm with the kids. What would they like to do more of? What foods, what movies, what games, what inside stuff, what outside stuff? What would a perfect world look like to them? And your role is to help them see it all as a big buffet. What could you add to the buffet? If they say Minecraft morning to night, you could say, wow, that would be awesome. What if we do that on Thursday and help them do it? And let's also do this and that. And I like to think of it as the way actors do improv. It's about acceptance and saying yes. Of course, not yes to everything, but no knee-jerk resistance to an idea. What part of that idea can you embrace and say yes to? And one of the lines improv actors learn to say when someone tosses the line to them is yes, and spend some time consciously saying yes, and that's how brainstorming works. So many parents start brainstorming with their kids and are surprised to hear them show some interest in some new area. We have to carve out time to ask and listen to the answers. I do have a brainstorming tool that will help you do this, and it has ideas for you to ponder as well as journaling pages to actually help you brainstorm with the kids. I would grab that. All right, that's probably a pretty good assignment list for you, right? And I probably should cut this podcast off right here. I know. While you may be saying yes, your brain is also thinking, yeah, but what about? So I want to address a couple of those whatabouts. Like, won't they fall behind if we do this instead of curriculum? No. They'll have an opportunity to learn at the pace that fits them. And you'll get the opportunity to see what that is. Not just try to fit them into the package you bought. They won't fall behind because you're stepping off the conveyor belt. Their progress will be personal progress, not comparison progress. You can't fall behind yourself. Another question, how will they learn what they need to know? As you learn more about deschooling, you'll see that there is no finish line, no timeline that everything must be known. When they need to know it, that will be the catalyst to learn it. And it's the best reason, the best motivator, so much better than someone saying, someday you'll need this, or because I said it matters. No one really responds well to that. Remember, the basics are the basics because they show up in everyday life. And if they don't, do you really need to focus a lot of time on that? What if we don't like this? How hard will it be to catch up? I remember thinking that. Kids are resilient. Truth is, if you had to do some more traditional approach to learning later down the road, at least the kids would have had this respite time. And it would have given them the opportunity to mature and grow. So much research is done about kids being forced to learn things too soon, and it makes it take so much longer. When kids learn facts later on, it's often much quicker. So say they need to go back to school for one reason or another. The school will catch them up. There will be steps to help them get back into place because that's where they want your kids, right? So they'll help you figure out a way to make that work. Another question is, will doors close if we do this, like college or career options? And nope, more doors actually open. Kids who are allowed to learn like this are able to see what their interests and preferences are. And when they can move in that direction, they have more life experiences in these areas, making them ideal candidates for colleges or careers when the time comes. Last big question that I know stumps people is, how do I get a handle on my own worry and anxiety over this? Well, you read more, you learn more, you put yourself on an unschooling workout plan. Dedicate a little time each day to learn more and undo some of the old way of thinking. You don't jump off a couch and climb a mountain. It will take a little self-discipline to rewire some of this, but a little bit every day adds up. and exposing yourself to more people who embrace learning differently from the norm will help a lot. That may even mean to step away from some of your more hardcore homeschooling friends for a little bit, especially if they make you feel pressured or judged. My mom used to say, maybe you need some new friends just for a little while. Try to stay in some common neutral ground or take a little break. Come hang out with us in my private coaching group. You'll get a lot of support, and that will definitely boost your confidence. Sometimes that's all it takes to be able to move through your regular circle of friends, just knowing you have other friends, too, that get it. Okay, that's a lot for today. I hope it helps. Remember, you're not stuck. You can make whatever changes need to happen for your family. You don't have to know the whole plan ahead of time. You just have to keep learning more about your options. Reach out if you need more support. And remember that podcast listeners don't have to pay that sign-up fee to join the membership group. I'd love to help you more. I'm Sue Patterson, and you've been listening to the Unschooling Mom to Mom podcast. You can follow Unschooling Mom to Mom on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and even YouTube. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite listening platform is, and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Unschooling Mom to Mom pep talk. Thank you for listening. Happy unschooling, and enjoy your kids.